Here he is, our old friend from the Fox News Channel, Mr. Brett Baer, standing by on the Super Celebrity Hotline.
Hi, Brett.
Hey, how are you?
Nothing to see here. We'll just move along. We got there's nothing going on in the news. It's all good. I'm not even sure where to begin. In terms of what we're learning here. Let's start with the Comey situation. Let's just start with that. The director of the FBI apparently misspoke, right? Is that the term they're using, misspoke?
It said overstated, I saw, too, as one of the headlines.
Yes, overstated. He, you know, the whole thing was about the number of emails that Uma Abedin had forwarded to Anthony Weiner, her husband, to be printed. And he had said in testimony that she had forwarded hundreds and thousands of emails to her husband's laptop, and that was not true. The majority of the thousands of emails were a backup to Abedin's phone. He suggested that the hundreds of thousands or hundreds and thousands of emails had been deliberately sent, and that's not exactly true.
So like when you're backing up your emails, you'll sometimes send them, you'll download them onto when you sync your phone, they download onto your computer.
Right. And he said, you know, these emails were forwarded, including classified information. He said, and then he was pressed by Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, about why Abedin hadn't been prosecuted. And, you know, there was not really a good answer to that question. Basically, he said that he had the sense that she didn't know what she was doing as far as being a violation of the law. Mm-hmm. It was not an accurate statement as far as how this whole FBI process on those emails transpired.
Yeah. All right.
But I mean, they're cleaning it up today.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, a story that that definitely got some attention.
Certainly did. And then the FBI is apparently sending a letter to Congress clarifying that testimony in order to correct the record.
Yeah, and you know that gets sticky because somebody's going to make something of that on either side, and
right.
And obviously Ted Cruz and others ran with that and said, you know, why isn't she behind bars? And you know, I think that there's some truth to some of the emails being on that server that were classified and sent there, but they weren't as he suggested.
Correct. So now it's a walk back. But the president picked up on it last week. The president reacted to that and actually said, you know, can you believe that here are the FBI talking about all the emails and whom Abedin sent and why isn't there an issue? But speaking of the president. He never makes the news, but I think I feel compelled to actually discuss something today. There's another interesting piece here about him that they're actually going to he's going to have a lawyer for the Trump Organization send a registered letter. I don't know why that makes a difference, but apparently it is. I thought, you know, you could have like the Postmaster General walk it over if you're the president, but whatever.
Official.
They're sending a registered letter to the office of Senator Lindsey Graham, indicating that there is no, because of Lindsey Graham's questioning yesterday in the House in the Senate Intelligence Committee of Clapper and of Yates, asking about specific of Clapper, asking him, do you know of any business dealings that the president had, the Trump Organization, Donald Trump had with Russian oligarchs, or he didn't say oligarch, but you know, with Russian interests. And Clapper didn't exactly want to answer that question the way it was phrased because it appeared that he didn't want to get involved in an investigation, which may be completely innocent, too, when you stop and you think about it, right? I mean, it could be the way that question was posed was, you know, at any time have you ever known of Donald Trump to have had business ties in Russia? And Clapper, after, you know, doing that whole Sonny Corleone thing where you cover the microphone, you know, and you come over and you're talking to your lawyer. You know, he wanted to basically say, well, I can't, and I don't want to talk about that because it's about an investigation, which means there may be an investigation. Whether that yields results or not is, you know, that's to be seen. real issue here is if I can't get involved in an investigation. Now, that becomes a big deal. The president didn't like the fact that it left it hanging out there that he might. And so he's having the lawyers send this letter to Lindsey Graham. Why?
Yeah.
Why Lindsey Graham?
You know, just because he's the one that is calling for more testimony. He said yesterday in an interview that he wants to know more about President Trump's business dealings. And to your point, he cited that question he asked Clapper, and Clapper answered no with a caveat. I don't know what the FBI is looking into, so he doesn't want to run afoul of them. Well, he wants to continue this investigation, and he was asked if Trump's tax returns could be helpful, and he said yes, they could be down the road. Now, listen, you're getting down a road where Congress Democrats clearly want those tax returns released. They believe there's something there, even though the first tranche of them that came out on Rachel Maddow's show didn't show much.
But first tranche was from over a decade ago, though.
Yeah, 2005. I think that the president is hearing this and he's sending this letter saying, I don't have any business dealings with Russia. Now, it's his law firm and it's a certified letter. So what does it mean? Not much, really.
Right. Lawyers send certified letters all the time. They have a lot of horse poop in them, right? I mean, it's sort of like it doesn't, excuse me.
But is it meant to be a warning of some sort for Lindsey Graham? Back off. Stop asking these questions. Stop speaking about this.
Don't go down this road.
I
have no clue. But clearly they're continuing these questions and they're continuing to look into it. And I think that what was really telling about that hearing yesterday was when Clapper reiterated that he and his look at this and complete look at all of the evidence up to that point had not seen any evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign or transition and the Russians. And Sally Yates couldn't answer that question. And they essentially came to the point where the FBI was working on a counterterrorism investigation that did not make it into Clapper's report, and therefore he didn't have the information. I mean, that's really kind of something, if that's the case, and that he didn't know what the FBI was working on, even though the FBI signed on to his investigative report.
Yeah.
It is something.
All right. Let's go international here for a second. Now there is breaking news that the Trump administration is going to back a Pentagon plan to actually arm Kurds, right? And to start to get the sort of more actively involved in Afghanistan to begin with. And then if you're going to arm Kurds and give them some sort of military support, that could be a reflection on what's happening in Turkey and Iraq, right?
Right. So this is this plan to provide the Syrian Kurds with heavier weapons so that they can be in the battle to retake Raqqa from ISIS. And they've all long talked about doing that, but there was always pushback from Turkey. And they really pushed back and objected to a move, insisting that those fighters are linked with the Kurdish Workers Party, or the PKK, and they list that as a terrorist group. And the United States actually still technically lists it as a terrorist group. So in respect for NATO ally Turkey, that had never happened. Well, now the Trump administration is saying, you know what, we're doing it. We're taking Raqqa with those people, and they're going to give them heavy weapons. And the Turks are not going to like it at all. I mean, there'll be a lot of anger from Erdogan.
Isn't there always? Isn't that the kind of the thing?
I'm an angry guy.
I got an idea. You call Mike Flynn, have him fly over there and, try to patch up the situation. He's got related experience. The other piece here in Afghanistan, I think, is kind of interesting because you're seeing an uptick in operational tempo. That is Pentagon speak for putting more people in, doing more stuff. There have been a number of air operations over Afghanistan in the last number of weeks. We had obviously the mother of all bombs. That was a big deal. But then there've been smaller kinds of insurgencies, including taking out a radio station, which, in radio, we don't like to think about that.
No.
But they took out a radio station that they said was being used by ISIS to do recruiting and to do intimidation in these little villages. And it's a sort of an ISIS versus Taliban, a bit of a civil Islamist civil war that is going on there. And now the U.S. is going to up, you know, this is the uptick in operation. So what do we make of that? I mean, is he going to double down?
You know, it's not like doubling down. It's like maybe a quarter down. It's about 3,000 more troops so far. Right now we have 8,400 on the ground in Afghanistan, and you have about 2,000 of those involved in counterterrorism missions. Basically, this is kicking in doors against ISIS and al-Qaeda. And you also have 5,000 troops from NATO countries assisting with the mission. But most of the troops there are helping the Afghan forces get up and running, and that's what we've been doing all along, is to try to transition to that, the Afghan forces leading the way. I think that most of this increase is going to deal with that and deal with kind of getting special operators in these units with the Afghans and trying to take on the Taliban and ISIS. And they keep on referring to ISIS because it has taken a foothold in Afghanistan, and they're trying to prevent it from being a terrorist haven like it was with al-Qaeda at the beginning of the war.
And is there a reason for this? Is there something that we don't know about that they're whispering about in Washington for a reason to do this? I mean, do we have ISIS on the run? Are we afraid that they're gaining too much momentum, or is this? How long, I guess, is the question? Why and how long do they anticipate this is going to take?
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the question. I think the reason for it is they have been squeezing ISIS in Iraq and Syria. They're seeing more ISIS fighters in Afghanistan, and they think that needs to be a central focus because there have been a lot of attacks in Afghanistan as of late, and they're, you know, stepping up those not only Taliban but ISIS attacks against the Afghanistan government. The timing of it, you know, he had called for a review of the Afghanistan strategy soon after being in office, and now Mattis and H.R. McMaster are coming forward with some specifics.
And he's basically, and this is, I think, one of the things we've learned about President Trump is that once he gets a plan, he's like, okay, go ahead. You know, there isn't a whole lot of sitting around thinking about it.
No, it's quick. Yeah. It is quick. And you know, some critics say, you know, the last person who talks to him is the one that has the most influence.
Mm-hmm. That appears to be the case, by the way. I don't think it's just critics who say that. I think his family says it, too. But that's all right. That's okay. It's all good. All right.
No problems, man.
Exactly. Nothing to see here, Brett. Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. You can see him coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Chicago time. And as we like to say, you know, if you have to, and I think the best thing to do is to listen to us and then DVR it and watch it, you know, within 2 hours.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That is actually fun. You'd save it for later.
Yeah. You could do them both if you're really good at multitasking.
Just in the first day, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep them both on.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it, Brett.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye now. It goes. Coming up, Violetta Podomatic right now with the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.